pleasure to be here. I'm going to talk to you a little bit about language, which is my area of study. Let's see if I could do this right. So language, obviously language is something that all of us can use. And in fact, many of us may know even more than one language. How many people here know more than one language? Okay, it's almost everybody. In my class, when I do this poll, sometimes people know 5, 6, 7, 8 languages, right? So how do people represent this kind of knowledge? We know, here's what perhaps the most famous linguist, Noam Chomsky, here talking with another famous interviewer, Ali G. And what he says is when we study human language, we are approaching what some might call the human essence and that which is specific to humans. Why is it specific to humans? I would say it's an open question, but certainly we have to be able to figure out how it is we acquire linguistic knowledge, represent it, and use it in real time. So there's a lot that's communicated with language. Here's a very simple sentence. She did a heck of a job. There's word-specific knowledge we have to know. There's sentence-specific knowledge or syntactic knowledge we have to know. There might be figurative knowledge we have to know. Heck of a, what does that mean? If you were an alien, someone came down, you had to describe to them what does heck of a mean. It would be kind of interesting. So this is all the kind of knowledge we have to know, and we have to link this information, this nested series of knowledge with the real world in order to make sense of what people are communicating about. So for example, who is she? What job did she do? And was this intended literally or was it sarcastically? Did someone do a good job or a poor job? So there are many unresolved questions which we study in my laboratory. So we ask, how does this work when people know more than one language? What about reading versus listening versus producing language? How are these cognitive operations implemented in the brain? And why does communication fail for certain groups? And one of the groups that I've long been interested in are people with schizophrenia and also people who have sustained brain damage as adults. So our laboratory, these are the areas. So we study the cognitive bases of bilingualism, the neural bases of bilingualism, figurative and formulaic language, and language impairments in special populations. And we use a variety of tools to do this. Mostly we've been using in the past few years eye movement measures of language processing, which are really, really cool for studying language because you can use eye movement measures not only to study reading comprehension, but also listening and also how we produce language. So it's very versatile. And it's a very immediate measure of language processing. We also use neural measures of comprehension and production. We use EEG studies. We have an MRI study currently going, and I have a student who's interested in using TMS. If all these acronyms don't mean anything to you, you can come ask me afterwards. And this is really student-centered research. I have a very productive lab, and one thing I really enjoy is doing research with my students. Pictured here are the various graduate students that I've had, and I often have many, many undergraduates in my lab who are fundamental to this work. So thank you very much.